At this time, we'll take up House Bill 1019. That's to revise certain requirements and fees regarding various agricultural-related issues, licenses, certificates, registrations, and inspections to provide for the disposition of certain fees. And first of all, we'll take testimony from the proponents of the bill. Oh, I've got one. I'm pretty sure I do.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Larry Gabriel, Secretary of Agriculture. You're taking up 1019, is that correct?
1019, that's right.
I apologize. I was having a side conversation there and wasn't listening the way I should have been. 1019 is a bill that we have developed an extensive amendment for. It's in effect a rewrite, and I believe that's being circulated right now. So, Mr. Chairman, I don't know how you want to do this. My remarks would be in regard to the amendment.
Well, to make it easier, why don't we have somebody move the amendment, and at least we can discuss it. And Representative Hansen moves the amendment.
Second.
Is there a second? There's a second by Representative Holbeck. And Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you again, members of the committee. I'm not going to go through this very much. Kevin Fridley and Brad Bourbon from our office can go through the actual mechanics here. But what I want to tell you that we did is we attempted to meet, and I think we have met, with all of the organizations that represent the different industries affected in this bill. And to the best of my knowledge, we have addressed the concerns of all those organizations in this bill. And we do have some letters from some of the groups saying they support it, and some of them here have lobbyist or some of their people here to support it this morning. So I'm not going to go through the amendment. I just want to tell you that we heard the message loud and clear from some of the industry groups that we were raising the fees too much. And then when we also got into the analysis, we found that there were some industries that weren't paying the fee that they should be presently because they weren't reporting all their acres and so forth. So what we have here for you is what I believe is a true compromise, and I know time is very precious this morning, Mr. Chairman, so I will relinquish to Kevin Fridley and Brad Bourbon that can go through it in as much detail as you want or answer your questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Kevin Fridley, Director, Division of Ag Services. Brad Bourbon, Administrator for all these programs. Like Larry said, we spent a lot of time, concerted effort, working with all the industry. We have some letters of support that we can circulate. Would you like us to walk through the amendment itself?
It might be helpful if you could do it in a rather
expedient,
expeditious way.
Okay. Brad, do you want to walk through? Do you want me to?
Yeah, I have a handout here.
I do want to finish this bill, if possible, today. Okay. I understand we're not going to get to 1020, but we do want to try to get this one done today.
I've got a handout here that is just a narrative explanation of what the amendment does, and I think it may help you see exactly what the amendment accomplishes. It's broken down. I broke down the narrative by bill sections in the original bill.
Yeah, if you speak into the mic, it'll be a little better. It begins, we are being recorded.
Okay, for bill sections 1 and 2 that address seed, when we met with the Seed Trade Association, one of the items that they wanted us to try to get changed from the original form was to eliminate the exemption for dealers who are operating under a seedsman. You know, if you remember back to the original presentation, part of the purpose is to try to streamline some of these requirements as much as possible, make them easier to understand for the regulated community, make it more efficient for us to collect the fees and implement the programs. And they felt that that was one of the things that if we eliminated that exemption, it'd make it simpler for them, simpler for us. And actually, the net result of that is by eliminating that exemption, we're actually increasing the revenue slightly. So that's part of the amendment that pertains to bill sections 1 and 2. Then in bill sections 3 through 7, you have sections pertaining to the apiary law. And The we had originally proposed a January 1 renewal date on location registrations. The beekeepers wanted to see that move to February 2nd or February 1st instead of January 1st. So the amendment does that. The beekeepers had some concerns with doing biennial registration, so the amendment addresses bringing it back to an annual registration, annual location registration. We had proposed a fee on entrance permits of $50 an entrance permit. That's presently done at there's no fee associated with that. They felt it made more sense to impose a $50 fee on compliance agreements. Compliance agreement is an agreement we enter into as a state agency with a beekeeper on how they're going to handle their bees. And what that does is it allows them to, in some cases, travel through other states during the winter months. Gives them some document that they can use with other state agencies around the country to show what they're doing with their bees and that they're under an inspection program here in South Dakota, and therefore allows them to bring their bees back into South Dakota and get an entrance permit here if they follow that compliance agreement. The next item is under apiaries. We had proposed a $12.50 if you annualize it out, a $12.50 location registration fee, up from the original $10 a location. In this amendment, it would be back down to 11, so it would be an increase of a dollar per location. And that results in a net loss of revenue of our original proposal of $10,500. And we talked that over with the beekeepers, and they felt that they would be supportive of us looking at some efficiencies in our program and trying to cut back some of our services and therefore reducing our budget. So and we're agreeable to that. So we think we can get that worked out to everyone's satisfaction as far as what services are provided. Bill sections 8 through 18, and I should point out before I leave apiary, there's one new section that pertains to apiary, and that's part of that amendment. Pertaining to fertilizer, that's bill sections 8 through 18, and we're also adding one new section there. What we're doing there is, this was discussed with the South Dakota Agribusiness Association. Their request was that we change the way that we collect the tonnage inspection fee on fertilizer and have that be the requirement to the manufacturer, the company that makes the product or labels the product, be responsible for paying that fee rather than the company that is the last licensee, as the law presently reads. So we're agreeable to that. We think in a lot of situations that may simplify our work, probably make it more efficient for the industry as well. So that's the new section pertaining to fertilizer. And then finally, nursery, which is in the original bill, is sections 27 through 31, and we're adding one new section. We had originally proposed the certificate of inspection fee to be $200 biannually and $30 an acre if you had growing fields, or per 1,000 square feet if you had greenhouses. And after working with the nursery industry, we came up with this amendment, dropping that $200 biennial registration fee to certificate of registration fee back down to $150, and the per acre or 1,000 square foot fee from $30 to $2. This results in a bit of a net gain for our revenue, because we're applying that to all the nursery people, whether they're a dealer or a grower. No matter what classification they currently are under the present law, everybody's treated the same as far as that basic certificate of inspection fee. Then if you have growing fields or 1,000 square foot in a greenhouse, then you pay the $2 an acre or $2 a unit. So that has resulted in a bit of an increase, but then we offset that because the nurserymen really wanted us to waive the fee, to continue to waive the fee for out-of-state nurserymen, because it kind of works like a reciprocal process. A lot of the other states, if we waive the fee here, they waive the fee back. There's a few exceptions to that, but for the most part, that works pretty well. Their concern was that they would have less interest of wholesalers coming into South Dakota. They'd have less places that they could buy from if they did not have that out-of-state waiver in the statute. So in this amendment, we're proposing to make the fee consistent with the other fees that we have in there, but we would continue as department policy to waive that fee. So the overall net result is a $10,000 loss in revenue from the original proposal. Again, it's a situation where requesting that the difference, I guess in this case, it's such a small program, we didn't see that there was a way that we could come up with cuts in services. What we really need there is a bit more general funds than we had in our original proposal. We were funding about two-thirds of the program with fees in the original proposal. Under this situation, we're funding about half of it with fees. So it would result in a little bit more need for general funds. One other item on fees that I didn't mention on the nurseries was conservation districts would be eligible if they're conducting a small amount of business, would be eligible for a reduced certificate or a reduced fee certificate of inspection. And that's, very, very briefly is a summary of the amendment.
Thanks, Brad. And for the sake of time, there's some folks that came out of town. We've spent a lot of time working with all the industries affected by this legislation and have reached a compromise. And with that, I'm going to sit down. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We appreciate your prompt. I really do. And what you do need to do, you need to sign the register.
Okay.
If you post, please do that. We are cramped for time, and there are some people that come down to testify on 10:20. And so let me see a show of hands of who wants to testify on 10:19. Yeah. And give me an idea how much time you've got, because I do want to be able to let the secretary propose his amendment to 10:20 yet today. We won't take action on it, and I would like to take testimony from anybody that's out of town on 10:20. So who else needs to testify on 10:19? If we can wrap this up in about 4 minutes, I would sure appreciate it. Either your proponents or opponents, let me take the proponents first if there's a difference. If you're both opponents.
10:19. Morris Hoffman, a beekeeper from Highmore, South Dakota, and we worked with them on this bee apiary deal, and we're all in consent and for it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate your. And we have one more proponent, or two.
Carl Anderson, South Dakota Grain and Feed, and we support the legislation in this form.
Thank you.
Angela Ehler is representing the South Dakota Association of Conservation Districts. We worked with the Department of Agriculture on the amendments to the nursery section. In the past, the conservation districts did not pay a fee for their nursery licenses. We realize we should. We did also get the difference. Districts planting 30 acres or more trees will pay the standard fee. Those planting 30 acres or less will pay a reduced fee of $50, and we do support agree with the changes.
Very good. Again, thank you for being so clear and concise. Any other opponents? We have one short question. The amendment, we are... Amendments on the floor. We haven't acted on it, but it's on the floor, ready for action. Are there any opponents to it? Do we see any opponents? Okay. Any other proponents? If we have a proponent, we'll sure take, whatever. Opponents, or bring it.
Real quick, members of the committee, Brenda Foreman, South Dakota Association of Cooperatives. We rise in support of this bill, especially sections 8 through 18, as it does impact our industry by reducing the fees, and also the slight amendment, which would change what the licenses are, is something that will be very beneficial to us as a whole. So thank you, and we hope you support the bill.
Thank you. Any other testimony on 10:19? If not, I'm going to close the public testimony and open it for a committee discussion and or action. Representative Bradford.
Just one quick question. Being a person who lives right along the state line and does a lot, could somebody answer me why they want to waive a fee for out-of-state people?
Go ahead. I'd appreciate it if you come to the microphone. It's being recorded. Otherwise, we wouldn't care.
What happens is a lot of the states, they have certificate of inspections similar to us, and they do inspections. And what is set up in our statute and a lot of the other state statutes is if you're inspected there and you're paying your fees in the other state, then we would also waive it here. And the other states reciprocally do that. So that wholesalers, they operate with certificates, but they don't have to pay the fees in all the states that they operate in. And I know the nurserymen had concern about if we didn't waive the fee, then some of the wholesalers would pull out of South Dakota and not do business, and it cut down their sources of nursery stock.
Thank you. If there's no other discussion, we have an amendment before the floor. It's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? If not, if there's no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have the bill as amended, and any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
We need or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Roden.
I move do pass.
Been moved do pass. Do I hear a second?
Second,
Representative Sigstead. It's been moved and seconded that we do pass. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Holdrick.
You know, Mr. Chairman, I sure want to give thanks to all the people that worked on this, got together, we brought in industry, we brought in the Secretary of Agriculture, and they worked this out. And I think that needs to be commended. I think that's the way good legislation's made, and I'm sure glad to see that they came to agreement. Thank you.
If there's no further discussion, the motion has been made and seconded to pass, and in its final disposition, the Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Rusey.
Aye.
Hanson.
Aye.
Argan.
Aye.
Holbeck. Aye. Jensen. Aye. Hips.
Aye.
Roden. Aye. Sigstad.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Lenz.
Aye.
Dillon.
Aye.
It passed 12-0. Somebody want to suggest it goes on consent?
It's been amended. Can it do that?
No, it can't be. I guess it can. It can be.
Unless somebody
objects. If not, we'll put it in consent.
Can be.
But we probably need to discuss this. Seriously, it's a pretty big bill.
I think we should leave this one for a little
more. Seriously, it needs discussion. It'll be pulled one way or the other. But thank you for everything. It worked really great on this one. Now,